The death of Congo's President Laurent Kabila has been confirmed 2 days after he reportedly was shot by a bodyguard. The government yesterday said that Kabila had been flown out of the country for medical treatment and that his son, Joseph Kabila, had been installed as interim president. Congo's information ministry says the body of Laurent Kabila will be returned to Kinshasa on Sunday and buried on Tuesday. Reporter Nicholas Long is in Kinshasa. Why all this confusion surrounding Kabila?
Well, the regime's always been very sparing with information. For much of the time here, you feel like there's an information blackout, so it's not necessarily suspicious that an official account wasn't immediately available. It will be interesting to know where the body's supposed to be, whether it was necessary to fly him to Harare for treatment, and whether there's going to be an autopsy.
There were reports that the son was wounded on Tuesday. Any truth to that?
I don't think so. He looked perfectly well on TV pictures we saw yesterday, and foreign diplomats have confirmed to me that those pictures were taken yesterday.
If this was an attempted coup, who was likely to be behind it?
Well, maybe it was a lone bodyguard or a group of them with a grievance. Well, there was apparently one fairly spontaneous firefight at the presidential palace a few months ago. But the Belgian foreign minister said the shootout may have arisen out of a dispute between Kabila and some generals who he'd just demoted. And one of the generals rumored to be involved was seen on TV yesterday shaking Joseph Kabila's hand. So perhaps this was a coup attempt at a very high level. It's unlikely a coup would have been planned without the plotters trying to get the help of Zimbabwe and Angola, who were the regime's two main allies in its civil war.
There were high hopes for Kabila when he seized power from President Mobutu in 1997, but he's managed to alienate many of his supporters both at home and abroad. What happened?
Well, I think that came about for three main reasons. Firstly, after he took power in May 1997, it came out that there had been massacres of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Rwandan Hutu refugees in the forests of the Congo. And as the man in charge of the rebellion, which had moved through that country, he was held responsible. It seems very likely that, in fact, that was carried out by Rwandan Tutsi troops, fighting as part of his movement, but not necessarily under his command. And it seems also very likely that he was unable to say, look, it wasn't me, it was the Rwandan Tutsis, because if he'd said that, they'd have dealt with him. The other reasons he fell out with Western nations was, firstly, his undiplomatic attitude towards the Congo's vast debts. But his argument was, well, look, the money that was lent to us by the World Bank and the IMF was stolen by the previous regime. Go and look in the bank accounts in Switzerland and elsewhere, which to many Congolese seems a fair argument. The third and other reason is simply, I think, that he was a very difficult man to get on with and perhaps not highly intelligent, not really up to the job. And I think that the State Department, for example, found that they could talk very easily to some of the other more savvy leaders in the area, such as the leaders of Uganda and Rwanda. But trying to get through to Kabila was an uphill task.
Nicholas Long is a reporter for the South African newspaper The Star in Kinshasa, Congo.